Welcome to Windows into Eternity with Almeen. This hour you will receive powerful revelations of a world where mystery and miracles are commonplace. Here's your host, Almeen.
Good evening, everyone. Thanks for joining us. This is Jan. I'm here with some guests for our show this evening, which we have called the Gathering of the Light Family. I'd also like to introduce and thank Christina for being with us here tonight. Hi, Christina.
Hi, Jan. Lovely to be here.
Great. We are just really excited about our ongoing show, where we speak to different masters all over the world who are students of Almeen and who share with us how they came to study with Almeen and how they live the teachings of Almeen and why they continue to study it and the meaning that it brings to their lives. So I'm going to do just a couple of announcements before we get started. One of those is that it's still possible to register for the Alchemy of the One course, which is an exciting course that especially features the Key Vesta, which is a tool of manifestation. It's one of the most powerful, I should say, tools of manifestation, where you determine what's happening in your life versus some similar tools like the tarot, where you draw a card and it sort of tells you what's going on in your life. This tool is going to be available as part of the course, and you can register for that course at www.academyofalchemy.com. And that course will begin on January 1st, 2010, and registration is anytime now up until that time. Also, Interstellar Mysticism is another course which is going to be available very soon, starting February. And you can go to www.appliedmysticism.com to get more information about that course and to register. Really, one of the best ways and the easiest ways to get onto any of Almeen's online courses, to either read about them or to register, is to just go to her home website, which is www.spiritualjourneys.com. And when you go to that site, there's a beautiful picture from the home sites of each of the online courses. Also one for the Angel Sound Healing .com home site, and you can click on any of those and it will take you right to the home page. So it's kind of an easy way without having to remember all the different individual names. You can just go there. There's also a really nice link there for if you're a new student of Almeen. There's a link for how to begin study with Almeen, and it takes you to www.schoolofarcana.org, and it's a great site for anybody who wants to look up a topic or someone who's a new student to use an alphabetized index to connect you with any information that's in any of her books or websites. So it's a very nice tool for anyone. Without further ado, let's get to our first guest, which is a beautiful sister in Toronto, and her name is Helena. Welcome, Helena.
Good evening.
How are you?
I am good. I'm always, when I think of you, I always picture that smiley face.
Thank you. Well, we met a while back in a class in Alaska, and I think that might have been your first class with Almeen. I'm not positive. So to begin with, would you share a little bit of your background, like maybe I think it's nice for students to hear that we are working people or that we are parents or kind of to connect with us in a personal way, how our life might be, so they can say, oh, well, that person is a parent, but yet they go to classes or they find time to study. So can you share a little bit about that and then tell us how you came to study with Almeen?
Yes, of course. and thank you so much for inviting me to the program, and this is my first appearance on the radio show, so my heartbeat is a little bit raising.
Well, yes. Since we know each other, it's like we're sitting in a room talking to each other.
Yes. Well, my journey really started with my son when, you know, I always thought that I have control over my life and my environment. And being in the construction business and just having a prosperous life and healthy life. And suddenly I gave birth to Michael, and then my journey of discovery starts as Michael was like not developing at the standard norms, and he was delayed with his speech and walk, and then I start to search with the conventional medicine how I can help him, and so I couldn't get any diagnosis for him, and then I start to search non-conventional way and look for the healers and any other alternative medicine and therapy. And then I just met a healer from one to another, and I was guided to find some other people. And then I got to Brian Farnum, who is our known in Toronto healer. And then as I was reading his biography, then I found that Amin is the one who healed his son from a tumor, brain tumor. And then I just become very interested in Amin, and just and then also like Brian himself, his gift opened in the one with like post with Amin. So immediately I just Google Amin name. And then I went to her website, and then I read about her, and then since then, it like almost, I can count the days when I didn't go to her website. I just was so drawn to her. And then it was February 2006, and then I read it that she's coming to Toronto in March for the Total Health Show. And she will be lecturing. So, of course, I booked the lecture. I went there, and I was so excited. And I don't know if I understood 20% what she was saying. But, you know, I just simply couldn't take my eyes off her. And just, like, you know, and I ran to the booth to sign the book. And, of course, I asked her if she will be able to help my son. But circumstances that's at the time didn't allow to do this. However, I just was so drawn to her that I said, I would love to attend your workshop if I am ready. So she said, absolutely. So I went for the very first workshop available at the time. It actually was in Ireland. So so I think our next guest is from Ireland, and we actually have our first pot together. So so this is how is my journey started with Amin. And, you know, so really, in a way, my son, it was indirect maybe, but brought me to Amin.
Yes. How do you, you mentioned how you started, so how is it that you continue studying with Amin? What particular value do you find in her teachings?
You know, I'm just like, I went, like, when I went to her workshop, and just like the experience of the workshop itself, and like, it's become like a teamwork, and, you know, her, like, being to see her as a teacher and at the same time as a student, like, you know, we were like like we were together on this journey, and we were like putting all pieces together, and she was the one pulling out the old threads into the tapestry. And just to see all this dynamic, it is such a fascinating process. It just like, you know, I've been in 20 few workshops, and every workshop is unpredictable and so unique, and that like I'm like feel like I'm attending every time a new workshop, and it's like it's, and you don't feel the difference that you are older student or a new student. It's just it's such a spontaneity in this workshops that it's just. It's such a explorative journey together, and and you know, to see Amin like in this week together, like her authenticity and her being her in the moment and stillness, and her ability to hear us and just. And to feel us, and as we share the experiences and bringing some pieces or issues or from our life, her ability like to pull the pearls out of our words, it's just like it's unbelievable, and it just it's so fascinating that like every time I am coming to the workshop, it's just like it's that fascinates me every time. So it just and you know, the way how she's showing us our beauty and our potential, and just like and inspire us, so how we can stop. You know, and plus this is, you know, this is like no point of arrival. So and this is like it's a journey of self-discovery. So and like I've been saying, life is a journey, not a camp. So, so it just like it's ongoing revelations, and just and plus like every workshop is just giving us a new tools and stretch our perception that we can come out like better equipped. That we are equipped better to implement in our lives. And actually this is the whole key, just to, for us, after a week being together with Amin, just to really be able to, you know, apply in our lives. And it's like, it sometimes is still a challenges, but actually we cannot look at this as a challenges, but just our guidance and the way how we are handling them. So it is incredible how much skills and we are getting out of the Amin's teachings, and it motivates us and keep going to self-discover ourselves and self-empower ourselves, and just, you know, it's also like, you know, I can read one phrase from our Toronto flyer where it's like, says like, Amin provides an unparalleled transfiguring experience, most certainly not to be encountered anywhere else on Earth.
I think we're safe to say that, aren't we?
Yes, absolutely. Definitely. It's so true. And just really, we explore together what no one has ever explored before, which is unknowable. And it just, and this is incredible. So it's to be a part of it, of this journey. And it's such an honor and privilege to walk this with Amin.
That's what I hear in your words. I really hear the empowerment, which you mentioned It's like I'm feeling that, but then you did mention that word. And the honor to not only live your highest truth, but to connect with other people who are doing the same thing, and then we push each other up. It's like our connection assists each of us to achieve our highest potential.
Absolutely. And, you know, and just our attitude, you know, like you know, we are like attitude to our life and to surrender to our life, to walk gracefully, you know, just it is like it's become beautiful experience, and you know, like, and just to discover all these things and insights, it's so like inspirational. And like, for instance, like, you know, I've got the rose, and I was smelled this rose, but I barely could smell the fragrance. But then I went to the other room, and I truly appreciate this rose so much. And just like I was talking about this rose, being in the other room. And then a couple hours later, I just like smelled this rose again, and I couldn't believe the fragrance. And suddenly I got the insight. I said, oh my gosh, as I appreciate this rose, this rose is giving us more fragrance. But then I got another insight. Okay, as I appreciate this rose, I also open up myself to receive this fragrance. I just like my senses are more sensitive, and just they are able to receive more. So they basically like it's becoming exponential experience, and just to really to witness this is just like it's a little miracle, really. And
sometimes
we think like miracle like has to be like something big has to happen, or some big healing has to happen. But actually, to me, like sometimes the miracle like is just to see the beauty in simplicity, just to see the beauty in others, and just to see the perfection, you know, in our environment. And you know, just like all this, sometimes like we are taking so many things for granted that, you know, we are just we are walking around them by not acknowledging them. So, and this is amazing.
That is beautiful. I like that. Yes.
And then also, like, you know, like, also, like, what I love about Amin and just that, like, how we are getting the core of the, you know, of the issue, or the core of the information, how we are peeling the onion together, and just, like, you know, like, for example, like, one time Amin was, like asking Infinite, like, why, like, as we are walking the grass in the morning barefoot, like, why has this healing effect on us? And then Infinite answer, as this dew drops articulate like grass, and grass is just this dew is contains a grass laughter, you know, and this is that's why it's healing. It just such it contains such a high frequency of the, you know, of this joy. So
yes.
This is amazing, you know, just to so got all this core and you know, really essence of the all you know, things are happening, and you know,
the magic that's around us all the time, just
exactly.
Like the miracles, and the magic is more or less the way you look at things and your perception. Versus some, just like you said, some huge thing that might happen. I mean, a huge, wonderful thing might happen, but if you put a lot of the small moments together, that is really what creates our lives and our daily experiences.
Exactly. And this is what it's like, this is like makes like our life joyful and just,
yes.
And at the same time we feel so part of the life and just, you know, and we've all
interconnected,
yes, interconnectedness. And, you know, and as I would like to mention one experience I had like a couple months ago, which is like, was really incredible experience to me because it was like confirmation of the, like, you know, of our power. Sometimes we are like not always maybe acknowledging this, and of course this is a journey, so we are learning and self-discovering our power. And you know, I went for the wedding, and before that couple nights I couldn't sleep. I was a little bit worried how I will be handling, because maybe some family members are just not really in a line with my choice of my path, and just, you know.
Yeah.
So and you know, and then I somehow, when I walk into this banquet hall, I just really felt I want to change this feeling in me. I don't want to feel miserable. I just want to be really part of it. And then suddenly I just start to feel that I am the field. I am the field. And then I just start to feel like I am the conduit of the infinite. So I start to embrace all the people around me, and just, of course, in silence, and just to see their perfection and their beauty, and just like creating the sacred space for myself and for them. And then I just really blessed them. And then I somehow, it was such a magic feeling to me, and somehow I felt I also have an impact on them, as they somehow felt something special about me, like they giving me the gave me the space, and you know, I even didn't have to interact with them. So, and it was so very like peaceful feeling, and just total surrender to the moment. And I was in a way, I'm saying, I was dancing physically, but in a way also I was dancing through the night by my being.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like such a beautiful experience. And as I was sharing this experience in our Toronto pod in October, so Amin mentioned, we are becoming sanctuary. So it was so incredible. So I just felt like...
Beautiful.
Yes, it is very inspirational, and I'm so grateful to hear others sharing as well, and we can exchange and share our journey together and our experiences as we are at the same time inspire each other. So
yes, very much. And it's again like the interconnectedness, you know, that we see when we tweak something in ourselves, how our seeming environment is really just us, in a way. Kind of hard to explain on a radio show, but
yeah,
the fact that we change our perception and everything changes in what seems to be our environment. So the people felt what you felt and moved into the same space that you were in.
Absolutely. It's just like, it's like we are the primary cause of
mm-hmm.
the effect. So like really, so we are only able to control our actions. We cannot control others' actions. So and you know, it's we are creating the outcome in a way. So when by this, like by creating this space, the sacred space for others, like just to include others, that they don't feel, they don't look at us as a threat, and so they surrender as well. So that's why I think it's also our key to walk through the journey gracefully by inclusiveness. I just really recently experiencing this, it's like it's very, very helpful to me just to to practice that, because it's again, we are still at sometimes at the stages of the practice, and just to remind ourselves, and that like in some certain circumstances, like that I don't resist the life, I rather include environment. Yes. And this is really, I found such a huge, huge change by my attitude to the environment, by including. At the same time, it's also very important we make our boundaries. But, to make our sacred space.
So really living, we are all one, but yet really determining what comes into our inner space by, if something doesn't feel good to us, it's not like we're exactly being exclusive. We're just saying, this doesn't work for me. So not in judgment of anything, but just, determining what our reality will be, what it's composed of.
Yes, absolutely. I think I want to add quickly, because it's like how important it's also like to be really, really like to look at our motives of our actions, just to get to know ourselves, why we are doing certain things. Like we really, really have to be honest with ourselves, and just because very often we are self-sabotaging ourselves, like by doing things out of duty or social conditioning,
yes.
And just it's very, very important to truly look at our core of our being, and just to take a moment sometimes, and just really sometimes, like I mean saying, to be brutally honest with ourselves, like Toltec saying, be tough with ourselves, be gentle with others. So I
yes.
think it's really, really
yes.
important.
That's very true. Thank you for bringing that up. And it's one of the things I find for me that has been one of the most powerful tools in studying with Almin, is that you learn that many things you have taken for granted in your life, which can be termed social conditioning or worldview or family, religious, whatever kind of conditioning, you just are brought up in certain ways and surrounded by school, work, social, family, whatever, and it's, you have this whole little world of reality that you don't even question, you don't even realize that it's not exactly who you are or what you are. It's all sort of predetermined information, and once you start digging through that and looking at those things, it's when you really start to see who you are, and it's very empowering to really just keep doing that moment by moment, just like you're saying, sorting
yes.
through.
Yes, and we, like, I'm really so honored to walk this path with Almin, and she is such a perfect example of
yes.
authentic living, and she's like incredible teacher and mystic, but also, like, she's living it, so this
yes.
is really... this is, I just really love her. as a teacher, as a mother, as a lover, as a friend, it's just like, I truly, it's just, it is really, we have, like our, pioneer.
Yes, I agree with you. I want to thank you very much for all your comments this evening and for taking time to talk to us. I'm going to have to say goodbye and get Gabby on the phone. I'm afraid he might go to sleep because it's 2:30 in the morning where he is. I might have to wake him up. But thank you again. And
thank you so much,
Gemma.
Jen. And I'm looking forward to meet you soon sometime.
Yeah, you are going to. You're going to be in a Mexico cruise, yeah?
Well, I probably will go to Sedona.
Sedona, okay. I thought you were
yes.
going to the other. We're going to, since we're speaking of that, I'm going to say goodbye, and then I'm going to have Christina give us a little commercial about the Sedona class and the Mexico cruise. Goodbye, Helena.
Good night.
Bye, Helena.
Can you give us a little commercial? That's a great name for it, isn't it? Commercial interview here, Christina.
Okay, quickly, yeah, I'll do it really quickly. Well, it's still, we still have space available, of course, for both classes, but we encourage you to sign up quickly. The Sedona one is January 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. And you can contact Joanne at funinthe1getaways.com. That's the website. You can also book with her for the cruise for the Mexico pod class with Almin that's coming up right after that on January 24th to the 31st. There's an amazing package deal for both of them together if you like to do them. You can also go to my website, which is AlminInternationalMystic.com. And it's going to be a fantastic time. I'm sure that the class in Sedona will be a sort of a prelude to what's going to happen in Mexico. There is a class sort of curriculum that's been set up, that's been given to Almin by the Infinite. So you can look at that also on my website. And there's a lot of people. It's still available, and we hope that you will join us there. We'll be going to Mexico, Mexican Riviera, Puerto Vallarta, Mazatlan, and Cabo San Lucas, and we're going to have a lot of fun, and I'm sure it's going to be an amazing time.
Almin did, thank you, Christina. I wanted to mention Almin did create an itinerary based on her insights and her information of what she's to talk about, and it's the true history of the Earth. So
yes, thank you.
It's going to be very interesting information. And also, and to remind people that they should contact you directly in terms of if they're signed up for the Mexico cruise and want to arrange for specific tours. Can you just give them your email address again?
Yes, the email address is almininmexico@gmail.com. And I've also just recently set up the tours as well on the website so that people can book that there and choose what tour. So, yes, yeah, send that directly to me. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much for being
Thank
ready.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's get Gabby on the phone here so that we can see what he's up to. Are you there, Gabby?
Hi, Jen.
Hi. Sorry. I sort of fell down on the job there and didn't have you on first, but thank you for hanging in there.
My pleasure, sweetheart.
It's so lovely to hear your voice.
Thank you.
So tell us, Gabby, can you share how you came to begin studying with Almin?
Of course. The shortest version is something like this, but back in 2005, I was searching and looking for my next teacher. I thought I needed somebody else, needed a new teacher after some other spiritual kind of work I'd done previously. I was at a little gathering in Clonmacnoise, and I came across a leaflet with a small amount of information about Almin. I was fascinated. I didn't know at the time what I Toltec, Nagual, Waza, any of that kind of stuff, but I was more or less hooked by the small amount of information presented. So I asked, could I go to the little gathering she was coming to attend, and I got to go, and I went, and I enjoyed it immensely, meeting Almin at that, actually seeing her, listening to her, convinced me that this was my next teacher. I totally wanted to go to anything else she was going to come here and do. Not long after her first arrival here to attend the little gathering from Clonmacnoise, she came back to a pod in April in Ireland of 2006. And that was the first pod I went to. That's when I met her. And that's it. Since then, I've stopped looking for a teacher. I just haven't found anything that has felt as right or resonated with me at all. So I'm totally in love with information and the experience I have with Almin. So
Gabby, can you share with people, I've kind of alluded to the fact that it's a different time where you are, can you share with people where you are?
Oh, in Dublin, Dublin, Ireland, in my house at the moment, so I'm actually sitting on my bed because I was asleep for a while.
Getting ready to lay down.
A wee while. Pardon me?
I said getting ready to lay down any second as soon as your portion of the radio show is over. So you can go to sleep.
Something like that.
Thank you very much for joining us. Gabby is such a delightful person. He's very fun to sit next to when you're in class because he's just constantly writing down these great ideas, and I just really enjoy his comments and his. It's been beautiful to attend class with all of the people that I've been in class with, and just to see how much we change and grow. And can you share with us, Gabby? Since you, I mean, I have felt the same, that when I met Amin and came upon her, I just knew this was the teacher for me, and I know many of us feel like that. Why is it that you continue? I mean, is that just, you know, can you share any specific growth insights that you've had or any particular things that have happened for you that have really kept you studying with her?
I have absolutely no idea why I continue to study. I question that every day. I just totally enjoy it. I really have great fun at part and with the friends I've met through part. It just ticks every single box for me, really, studying with Amin. When first I met her, the first part I went to, things were going fairly okay in my life, and I was enjoying things and what have you. When the second part came around, however, my life had taken a big nosedive. I was homeless. I was not on the streets homeless, but as the part was going on, looking for my notice to get out, so I was almost homeless. I was jobless. I owed a fortune to the bank. I owed a fortune to the taxman, simply because I hadn't been working, couldn't get work. And for everything, every last penny I had kind of went into going to this part that I felt I had to be at. And at the part, I kind of felt very upset and sad at myself once again, sort of chasing rainbows and, you know, not dealing with the practical. So I wrote Amin a letter saying this, look, this is a situation where I'm virtually homeless, I have no job, no income, and I owe an absolute fortune. Amin wrote me a little note back saying, no, she actually told me herself, when she went back to the States, she would transfer several thousand dollars into my account. I was absolutely overwhelmed that somebody who barely knew me at all would be so generous. I told her it wasn't really money I was living in, it was a bigger kind of help. After the part was over, the following day, the next day, I got a phone call offering me work, a brand new job, in fact, a promotion in the work that I do. But the promotion also came with living education. So in one night, my life totally turned back around again. And since then, everything for me has just been in a fabulous little flow of there it is, what next, there it is. And it's great fun, it's very exciting, and that's why I continue. Not because someone offered me $2,000 more dollars, it's because they listened and they cared, and and I don't know what was that,
Believing in us sometimes when we might not be believing in ourselves, or you know, having a difficult time valuing ourselves or whatever because of circumstance. That's a very beautiful story.
And it's like Helena said, it's the self-discovery in the pod. It's everybody comes to pod to learn something about themselves. And everybody brings something to share. all parts of the tapestry that our name pulls together.
Yes. I love the fact that we have a lot of fun, too. As Helena mentioned, you mentioned, it's a great delight to have friends all over the world, and a lot of our classes in the last year have been at nice locations.
I love that it's so varied, that there's such a variance of people there from all walks of life, all kinds of occupations. It's just fabulous.
Yeah. I know. When I get on my email and have emails from Ireland and Russia, and I get on the online courses and see people from all over the world, it's just a very gratifying feeling and very loving feeling to be connected with people all over the world.
Absolutely.
I enjoy that.
How everybody is so included in art. Absolutely everything can be asked. We might not always get the answer we think we want, but absolutely anything can be asked during art, and most hilarious answers come out at times, so, least expected. Yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to share with us? Anything in particular that you find helpful to you in terms of living your daily life that is from Ami?
I think understanding that it's impossible to know, yes, you know, everything at the same time. Giving up the logical mind is what I find most helpful in my daily life. That's, you know, nothing, and you're wrong constantly. And it's a very good idea to try and believe many impossible things before breakfast. Totally have faith and trust in yourself that you are beautiful, divine, and gorgeous.
What are you laughing about?
What am I laughing about? What I just said, really. How crazy do I sound? At 2 or 3 a.m. in the morning over here in Ireland, talking to some American lady over there. Yeah, that's what I'm laughing about. I'm not laughing at that. I'm just laughing that I can say that.
I like that. I like that very much. I was having some static on the line, and I was really, you know, straining my ears to hear what you were saying, but... I'm going to have to listen to the replay of the show, I guess, to really catch all your gems of wisdom. I really enjoy having you on the show, Gabby, and I can't wait to see you. You're going to be in Sedona, or you're going to be on the cruise?
Sedona, yes.
That's absolutely. Right. I'm going to be there.
I'm cruising as well.
Yay. It's going to be great.
Yeah. I can't wait to see everybody there, particularly Helena.
I know. It's going to be good. We're going to have fun. This is really great life, huh? To go on these kinds of classes and cruises and to be able to study with Almeen plus to have the fun together is really the best combination ever.
Oh,
you have a great sleep. Get your beauty sleep so you can hop out of bed bright and ready for work tomorrow.
One of the main reasons I do study with Almeen is because of the fun. If this was boring and dry,
I know, I like that. That you
read
books, right,
I wouldn't
off.
Get there. Yeah. Yeah.
I like that.
But nice,
Jen. That's a great way to live our life.
Absolutely.
Well, thank
you,
Gabby.
Soon. Good night, darling.
We'll see you soon. Bye.
Good luck. Bye now. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, Christina? I know we have George waiting in the wings anxiously to speak with us. And would you like to please do the honors and carry on discussion with George about his studies with Almeen?
I will do, and just to let you know that I lost you, so I wasn't here. And if I do get cut off, please continue.
I will. No, I saw that, and I was trying
Joe's gone. I'm sorry. Lost everything. But so, yes, let me bring on George, my beautiful brother and friend here in Toronto. I want to welcome him to the show. George, are you there?
Yes, I am, Christina. Thank you so much, and it's an honor for me to be on the show.
Well, thank you. And, you know, the same thing, we would like to, you know, to ask you. Now, I know you're a new student and you attended your first pod with us here just recently in Toronto, but maybe you can share with us, you know, how you came to study as well with Almeen and how this has, you know, impacted your life and how do you integrate the teachings, you know, that. What did this open up for you?
Yeah, to say that it impacted my life is probably the biggest understatement ever, Christina. It's just pure joy. But the way I initially reconnected with Almeen this time around was I too, like Helena, had met Brian Farnham, whose son, Michael Farnham, when he was four, had a very rare brain cancer. You know, it was just a terrible, terrible, terrible cancer that he had, and he had taken his son to see Almeen, and Almeen was the instrument in healing this this 4-year-old child through the infinite of his rare cancer. I think 2 cases a year in Canada, so the story goes. But what was beautiful about it is, as I met Brian and I read up on the story with Michael and how Brian got his gift, which was through one of the workshops with Almeen, actually, many beautiful things happened through Almeen with Brian and Michael. I started actually serving with Brian because it was just my time to delve into my own spirituality and rediscover myself, and I was given the opportunity to do that through Brian, and I actually was a witness and lived with a miracle through Almeen being the instrument. And I immediately, through that connection, I had a love for Almeen, just to know Michael and to see him as a teenager and to know what he overcame and to know that, you know, this family surrendered completely to Almeen's healing modalities and the infinite within Almeen and the infinite completely. So I couldn't wait to meet her at the health show in 2005. It was just something within me, just her face on the internet. I just was so looking forward, and there was a workshop, I think, at the April Health Show in 2005, and Brian had a booth, and Almeen had a booth just across from him, and I just couldn't take my eyes off her, Christina. I was so engaged, I couldn't wait for the opportunity to line up amongst all those book signers in Toronto to have their book signed, and Almeen was discerning messages for them, and I mean, there was lineup after lineup, and the opportunity came up. And what I actually went up to do was to ask her if I could take a picture of her, Brian, and Michael, because it had been, I don't know, 8-9 years, I believe, since Michael's miracle healing. And so I finally got my opportunity, and I kneeled down, sort of like a prince kneeling down to his princess. She was at the table, and she was in the zone, and I looked at her, and I said, "Hi, Almeen." I said, "I'm working with Brian. My name is George." And I said, "Can I take a picture of you and Michael?" And she said, "Yes, my darling." And I said, "Almeen, I said, I've been waiting to see you for almost a year right now. I've just been dying to ask you this question. What does my name mean to you?" And she just looked at me with the glossiest and most loving eyes, and she said, "So much love." And as soon as she said that, Christina, I knew. I just, something inside of me just opened up, all the chambers opened up within me. I just knew that I was going to be a part of Almeen's teachings, of her group, with all the beloved brothers and sisters at a pod somewhere. I just knew that that was coming to me. And it physically came into fruition just this October when in the pod in Toronto. And I know we don't have much time, and I'll go as quick as I can, but because I have so much to say. There's so much love and gratitude to Almeen for being the instrument in my life. As I served with one teacher who was wonderful and who was a product and a student of Almeen, I had so many more questions, Christina. And I say this with much love and respect. I just needed, as Gabby had said on his spiritual journey, I just needed a new teacher. And I just knew through that manifestation within me when I spoke to Amin in 2005 that there was going to be the time when I was going to jump that chasm and I'm just going to land right into a pod somewhere. And when, you know, attending the pod in Toronto with all the beloved brothers and sisters was just the most eye-opening, essence-opening connection with the purest connection with the infinite I have ever experienced. This time around, I mean, the anticipation of the first class opening up at 9 o'clock and watching her walk through the doors, and I think there was a brother of mine from Cornwall who was there for the first time physically, David Lemoyer, and we were jumping out of our skin because we just couldn't wait for it to start. And why? It's because it was. The feeling inside of me. Maybe new is not the wrong word, but the feeling inside of me was I'm going to be in a room full of people with. With my family, my true brothers and sisters, and with the purest expression of the infinite's love, and that is Amin. Because when we all have this incredible love for Amin together, because we're all interconnected, but individually we all have this special relationship with you, and just to see her face standing and you know, addressing your questions and allowing you to participate, because no words, no thoughts, no statements are wasted. They're all somehow weaved and tied into a bigger purpose, a bigger picture, a tapestry, as Helena said, and to be a part of that with all of you, with you, Christina, to look at family physically for the first time and to know them all. And I had gone up to Amin because many of my beloved brothers and sisters had said, you know, have you been here before? We recognize you. Mm-hmm. You know, and I went up to Amin. I said, I feel like I'm physically here for the first time, but I feel like I've attended every one of these pods. And she says, you did, my darling. And she, but to be there physically is beyond words. It's beyond expression. The empowerment, the self-empowerment, the love that you feel, the one-on-one love, but also the oneness with all of your beloved brothers and sisters. And someone had mentioned on a previous radio program the Hogwarts sort of analogy, because you have a room full of gifted, beautiful people just surrendering and just listening to every pure statement, pristine statement or truth that is coming out at that moment from Amin, and we're all just absorbing it, and we're all lighting up, and questions and comments and feelings are all being expressed together. And moving towards a bigger picture, towards an ascension, towards moving through a porthole or closing a porthole, whatever the issue was at the time. It was just amazing. I'm still on that high from October. I miss her on the radio, Christina. I love you and Jen. I'm so grateful that you allowed us to express our love and gratitude to not only Amin, but the infinite, but to you too. For the endless hard work that you do, and you know, you do it with joy and you do it with happiness, and you just give so much. And another thing, in a pod, you have oracles and pods that work effortlessly throughout the pod. We're sitting there and almost absorbing and enjoying, and they're in the back room with a smile on their face, sort of, and participating in the pod, yet also participating in the work that's been put together for all of these courses, which I'm taking two of at the same time right now. So my life has changed. How? I have never been happier, Christina. I can honestly say that I have never been happier. I have never had so much joy, the experience of joy in my life. I think Simon said it best. Our senses were heightened, where you can taste the music and sort of hear the cheesecake type of thing. It's just everything just heightened. Your feeling of bliss, your feeling of joy, your feeling of self-empowerment, your feeling of giving back, your feeling of receiving, everything is just has been just heightened. And you know, she's the type of teacher that, you know, she'll have the infinite coming through her. I mean, this is the infinite coming through this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful teacher, and somebody will put their hand up and she'll take the time, I mean, and the presence to say, I'm just going to finish my statement, darling, and then I'll get back to you. It's just profound, profound, her compassion, her patience, and her love for each and every one of us, because she knows that we're all interconnected and part of the same, tapestry. And she just allows us to express herself. And I'm just so eternally grateful. I love her eternally. I love all of my brothers and sisters, and I've stayed in touch with a few of them. And that's what a pod does. It self-empowers you. It opens up all those chambers that might have been closed, or it reopens them, and you start, you know, reliving that spirituality. And of course, every day is a new day, every moment is a new moment, more and more truths are being revealed. And I just, it's a never-ending process for me. I know we don't like to use the word never, but I could see myself studying with Elmine till eternity, because she is the one true teacher.
I agree.
For all of. And I'm grateful, and I wish you all a Merry Christmas. Jan, Merry Christmas, and thank you for all your work. I love you all. And whoever's up in Oregon, please give Almina a hug for me. And Christina, I know you're tight for time, so did that pretty much answer everything?
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, of course we can talk to you about that. You have so much joy, and thank you very much.
Thank you, George. I look forward to meeting you in person.
Yes.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. We'll see you next week.
Good night, everyone. Thank you, Christina. Thank you, Jen. Love. Bye. Bye.
We hope you've enjoyed today's show, Windows into Eternity with Almine. Please join us again next week.